It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and we've got a great show planned for you again today. Go over to my website and take a look at that. There's all kinds of great information. That website is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And we'd appreciate it if you like us on Facebook also. We'll go through some headlines this first segment. Chris Cantwell with Trans World Business Advisors will be weighing in the second segment about what's going on in the business sale market in light of COVID-19, the Wuhan virus disruption. And then David Horowitz, best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, is our guest for segments 3 and 4. It's probably a very interesting subject, given the fact that we are in the holiest of weeks in the Christian faith. So that will be a really good conversation. We've started something new, a podcast that's over at the website, KimMunson.com, and it's Headlines of Hope. Yesterday's story was the story of Fanny Crosby, really an interesting story. She lived for almost 95 years. She was blinded as a baby, and it's an amazing story. So I'd recommend that you take a look at that. We have added in Rudyard Kipling's quote, as we look at these issues that we're facing our state, our communities, our country today. And he said, "I keep 6 honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who." And I think that we've lost our thinking caps a bit here over the last number of years, and those are the questions that we need to ask in order for us to continue to be a liberty-loving, freedom-loving country. So that's really important. We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Socialism ultimately has to come down to force. If something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. You should be able to persuade them via your words. And so we're in this big battle of ideas. Steve, I was over at the post office yesterday afternoon, and you know, the president, they have recommended that people wear face coverings, and I did not have one on, but it did look like either it was a big Antifa convention or there was going to be a bank robbery ensuing, because many people have taken the recommendation of the president and decided to wear face coverings. Have you seen that?
I have been sticking pretty close to home, so no, but I did have a friend comment back from back on the East Coast. Said she popped into the grocery store on the way home from work, but noticed a guy coming out of the store with a bandana type thing over his face, like the cowboys would wear, and big, heavy sunglasses, and said, you know, if you didn't know any better, saying he was already robbed the store and he was on his way out.
I know, but it's actually just everyday Americans trying to make life happen. So it's an interesting time. It's just such an interesting time. So, but I want to say thank you to this great team. I get to work with the Crawford Broadcasting team, as well as our producer, Steve, and Zach and Patty, Keith and Charlie. You know, I really appreciate you guys. This is such an interesting, challenging time, but everybody's just stepping up to the plate and making things happen, Steve.
Well, we have never seen anything like this in our days, at least I'm speaking for myself, and we will not forget these days.
We will not. We really are in a war. It's a different kind of war than I think that we ever anticipated,
you know,
that we would be in.
I had to mention, though, you know, it's just a matter of a week or two ago, the president was getting so much flack because he continued to call it the Chinese flu, the China flu, mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, as you would expect, the left was pouncing. I saw a great thing over the weekend. Here's FDR standing at the podium in front of the House Representatives, where he made that historic speech on December 8th about the Day of Infamy. So that was basically the same picture, but there was a cartoon balloon to the side, and it says, "Mr. President, why do you insist on calling this the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor?"
Isn't that interesting? It seems like the conversations are the same every generation.
You just can't call it what it is.
Yeah. Well, you have to be able to call it what it is in order to actually fight it. And you know, the mainstream media was calling it the China virus or the China flu for a number of weeks.
Yeah, that's when it was cool, but all of a sudden it became uncool.
Yeah. And so, again, you know, we look at these things as Rudyard Kipling says, you know, what and why and who and what, you know, where and all those things. We need to look at that. So continuing on, though, always want to say thank you to you listeners as well. I know this is tough out there, but you each are treasured, you're valued, you have a purpose. And strive for excellence today. Be industrious. Read a good book. Do something around the house to make it better. Because we're going to come out of this on the other side. We're going to have challenges that we'll need to address. But every day, strive for excellence. And that quote that we had, let's see, was that Dale Carnegie last week, Steve, that said the main thing that we need to be looking at is today. It's from now until bedtime. And so from now until bedtime, do your very best. So strive for excellence and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Our inspiration/wisdom for today is from David Horowitz, who's our guest. And he is a conservative thinker and writer who has authored dozens of books over the course of his lifetime. He began his political career as one of the founders of the New Left in the 1960s and served as an editor of its largest magazine, Ramparts. As described in his best-selling autobiography, Radical Son, which was written in 1997, Horowitz was forced to confront some difficult truths about the political left after a close friend of his was murdered by the Black Panthers and ultimately found a political and intellectual home as a conservative activist. And his quote for today is very apropos for today. He said, "Inside many liberals is a totalitarian screaming to get out. They don't like to have another point of view in the room that they don't squash. And the way they try to squash it is by character assassination and name calling." Very apropos. If you take a look at what the left is doing with President Trump, you can see exactly that that's what is happening. Instead of engaging in the battle of ideas and working to persuade people that that idea is better, they squash the other side by trying to shut down those voices, and that is a very dangerous thing to be having happen in America. But I'm so excited that the veil is now off on that agenda. It had been kind of under the surface. Steve, now we see what is going on.
KLZ listeners who listen during the evening hours know of Dana Loesch. Her syndicated show is on KLZ, like I just said. She had a great description of the train wreck that goes on inside those people's heads whenever they're confronted and have to try and make an argument. Well, they usually can't make an argument, so they just revert to the antics.
We agree to disagree.
Yeah, the antics that we see in terms of, bashing your head in or, sucker punching you on the street or whatever it is that they do. It's so good. We've actually made it a promo for her show here, and I love to hear it every once in a while. It's a train wreck in their head.
Well, and so we need to, though, continue to engage in this battle of ideas, because that is what is really happening right now here in America.
Absolutely.
So, okay, I've got a quick funny for you before we get to the main headline that we wanted to talk about. Says, while attending a marriage seminar dealing with communication, Tom and his wife, Grace, listened as the instructor explained it is essential that husbands and wives know each other's likes and dislikes. So he addressed the man, "Can you name your wife's favorite flower?" Tom leaned over, touched his wife's arm gently, and whispered, "It's Pillsbury, isn't it?" Okay, let's jump.
Incredibly silly man.
silly. I wonder if he's still living. So let's jump in here. Bill Bennett and Seth Liebshon, I believe is his name, they have done a really important piece. It was in Real Clear Politics. And they talk about coronavirus and just all of the hysteria that is around it. And, some of the things that you should be told about this, you are not. And this piece is called, An Advantage Disease Indeed. And they said, if you get the virus and you catch it, you can get very sick. And it is a terrible thing to go through. But another thing they mentioned, Steve, is that the recovery from the coronavirus is about 98%. And that seems pretty positive, but we just don't hear that very much, Steve.
We don't hear a lot of things. And this, I've read through this thing once and I was just mesmerized. I couldn't pull myself away from it. It is so much common sense and just reality of what's really been going on here. And you, as I talk to people every day, I think more and more people are becoming aware that there's more going on here than just the virus itself. And, you know, like Rahm Emanuel said, you know, the former chief of staff of Obama and then Chicago mayor, never let a good crisis go to waste. And that's the part that I think is starting to get people upset. It's starting to get their attention because they see things going on that really don't need to be going on. So this piece, again, how do we get it into people's hands? It is more common sense and reassurance than it's just incredible. I need to read it over again.
Yeah, it's at Real Clear Politics. And I would say that they really are asking these questions, and that is what, why, when, how, where, and who. So,
yes, I thought when you were reading that quote, I thought, boy, that's a perfect segue to this article. Mm-hmm.
Now, they mentioned here, they said, and this is another thing. We've been warned that there's going to be 2 million deaths, then they say 200,000, then 100,000 to 240,000. And Bennett and Liebshon said, this has got to stop. There's been a total of 68,000 deaths worldwide. However, I don't totally trust that number because I don't think the Chinese have been honest about that. But we're told that we'll see here in America 3 to 4 times that number. Is that really true? So we first have to ask that question. Secondly, I'm not sure that we can totally trust all of the reporting on it. I don't know if you saw any of the Candace Owens tweets this weekend, but the Connecticut governor, I think, had reported that there had been an infant death from coronavirus. And Candace actually did some investigative journalism on that and found out that the child did not die from coronavirus. So we have to start to ask, are these numbers true? Because you get that daily death count every day. But I think autopsies actually take a few days. So can we really trust those numbers?
No.
And then he mentions in this piece, they mention in this piece, that in any given month, we lose about 54,000 Americans to heart disease, 50,000 to cancer, 14,000 to asthma, bronchitis, and emphysema, 12,000 to stroke, 10,000 to Alzheimer's, 7,000 to diabetes, 5,600 to drug overdoses, and 4,700 to flu and pneumonia. And people are not shutting down the economy for that. So we have to ask, why? Why are we seeing every day when you turn on the TV, death count, death count, death count? You know, is somebody trying to just scare the living daylights out of us? I think maybe so, Steve.
Well, you said trust the reporting. The CBS News, the highly vaulted CBS News, Walter Cronkite and all that stuff, has been caught not once but twice falsifying what they're reporting, using fake video or video from another location. Essentially, they were trying to show a hospital, an ER, in New York, and it turned out the video was from Italy.
Right. So, again, and we're not getting truthful reporting there, and I realize we're just about out of time, but I saw Bill Gates just out of the corner of my eye on one of the shows this weekend, and he's telling us that we need to have a nationwide shutdown for 10 weeks or more. And he's pushing, as others are, for various state and federal officials for even more coercion. I love the fact that last night on the press conference with President Trump, he said that is not the role of the federal government to make an edict to shut down the whole government. And he said it is not constitutional, and it did my heart good. But what Bill Gates is calling for will kill the heart and soul of our country. And as I do more and more research on Bill Gates, I love the fact that he's a creator and what he did with Microsoft. But I'm not seeing that I think that he really values human life across the spectrum. And I'm not sure that he really values the American idea. So I'm not really going to listen to Bill Gates on that. We're going to go to break because we got to get to Chris Cantwell. He's got some really important information. Before we do that, though, be sure, and we need to support our bars, our restaurants, and our taverns. As you know, Hooters Restaurants is a great sponsor of both my shows. Highly recommend that you go to order.hooters.com and pick up dinner. You can drive by, bring it out curbside, and would really appreciate that. I know they would as well. Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Chris Cantwell, Trans World Business Advisors. This is Kim Munson with The Kim Munson Show. Stay tuned.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website, Kim Munson. That's MONSON.com. All the podcasts, the shows are there, the recaps. Thrilled to have on the line with me one of my valued sponsors. That is Chris Cantwell with Trans World Business Advisors. He helps people buy and sell their dreams. Chris Cantwell, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
You know, I'm hanging in there.
It has got to be so interesting in your business right now because, you know, there's so much emotion in the markets right now. What do you see? There's always opportunity, Chris, but man, it's kind of difficult because we feel a little frozen. What's going on?
Yeah. Clearly, these are unprecedented times for small business owners. And, you know, there are many of them are sitting on the sidelines wondering what's going to be left of their business when they're able to reopen. You know, can they get their employees back? Can they find any employees at all? When can they reopen their businesses? Just a lot of uncertainty. And it's scary right now for small business owners. But we do know a couple things. This will end and businesses will reopen. And I think all the people that are sitting at home and have been cooped up for weeks are going to be ready to get out and spend some money and you know, get life back to whatever the new normal may be. And hopefully it'll be just normal as it always was. So, you know, this quarter two for business owners is going to be tough. But in a look back, when it's time to sell your business, and whether you're selling because now it's a distressed business or you were ready to retire and just wanted to get through 2020 one more year and then get the business on the market, the look back's going to be okay because banks and everyone else are going to take quarter two and basically wipe it off the board. It's a one-time non-recurring event. So, you know, what does that mean for you? That means it's not going to penalize you. We'll take that quarter out, look at quarters three, quarter four, quarter before 2019, and use those for look backs as far as financing and valuations on businesses. Now, if quarter three and quarter four aren't where you were a year ago and you're still kind of rebuilding, that could affect the valuation of the business. But the good news is with all the programs that the government is putting together specifically with the SBA, there's a number of different things that they're going to do to really enhance a strong buyer pool. And while many companies are downsizing and many people are getting laid off, it's unfortunate for anyone to lose their job, but the opportunity for them to buy businesses is going to be great. And there's still a great market. There's still great businesses that are coming to market. The baby boomers are retiring, and they've got great businesses to sell. So here's some of the things that the SBA is going to be doing, and the government's teeing up for those interested in buying businesses. First of all, retirement penalties are going to be waived. For buyers, the 10% owner withdrawal penalty of retirement funds has been temporarily waived. The tax is on the money, but the fee's been waived. And here's a great program that's really going to inspire people to look at buying businesses. They're going to get waived payments on SBA loans. So any 7A, 504, and Community Advantage loan that's funded before September 27th of this year will have 6 months of principal, interest, and fees paid by the SBA. meaning waived, not deferred. Interest rates are going to stay at, you know, probably 5% or less, as low as they've been in the SBA world. Good values. There's going to be some great opportunities, some good values. Unfortunately, not all businesses will make it through this cycle, so there's going to be some reduced competition. And a lot of these businesses are still very solid businesses. And a lot of businesses right now are thriving in this current situation that we're in. So, you know, there's going to be some distressed businesses that you're going to be able to get at a low price, buy them, fix them up, build them, run them like you're going to run them for the next 10, 15, 20 years. There's going to be a lot of money available. There's a number of different, you know, the PPP loans and things like that are out there. The banks are not making money on. They need to do 7A loans so that they can make a profit. So they're going to be engaged in doing everything that they can to help buyers get into these 7A loans. And it's just going to be a super robust time.
Okay. Now, Chris, I've heard of people that before, like some people like maybe in the education field, I think there's going to be some real disruptions there. So people may be looking for opportunities. And when I say disruptions, there may be some downsizing. But say somebody that's been over in that field, instead of being so concerned about losing a job, they could probably move over here and start to have some real opportunity in this particular arena and owning their own business.
Absolutely, they can. And, you know, it's one of the benefits to being an entrepreneur is you can control your own destiny. Now, this is, as I said earlier, unprecedented. We've never told businesses to shut down before, but it's rare. This is a one-time event, and it'll be super rare for it to happen again, especially at this level, because as you were talking about earlier, we're going to learn a lot of lessons from what just happened here, and the hangover is certainly going to hurt. But if you're a business owner, you control your own destiny. You're not sitting on the sidelines right now wondering if you're going to get your job back when businesses come back around. You're not waiting for someone else to make decisions on your job. You're going to be sitting at home figuring out what you're going to do as an entrepreneur to get your business reengaged, to get it back up, to go out and do the things that you need to do from marketing and networking and talking to all your clients and talking to all your competitors and seeing what's going on out there and being in control. That's just an incredible power that we have as entrepreneurs in this country.
Okay, so if people want to kick the tires on this particular idea of owning their own business or selling their business, what should they do?
Yeah, they can reach out to me. My number is 844-SELL-BIZ, 844-SELL-BIZ. You can also find my information on kimmunson.com. So feel free to give me a call if you've just got some questions, if you've got a business that you're thinking about selling or a distressed business, or you want to know more about becoming a buyer of a business and these different programs that are out there now. I'm happy to help. I don't charge for just consulting and chatting with anyone. So feel free to give me a call, send me an email, send me a text, whatever works best for you. But I'd be happy to just give you some direction and some guidance and share with you my thoughts on what's going on.
And, you know, Chris, as people are sequestered at home or shelter at home or martial law, as I sometimes call it, I recommend that people be industrious. Do something positive every day. And I think one of the most positive things would be is to just sit down, give you a call, and think about what potentially your life could look like as you come out of this on the other side. And it doesn't cost anything. It's pretty creative. And I think things are going to be different. I think that we're going to be rolling back rules and regulations, which I think is a real positive that we've seen with the coronavirus, is we've seen just how these regulations and rules have really stamped down creativity and innovation. And I think that when we come out on the other side, that could be a real positive from this COVID-19 Wuhan virus.
Absolutely, it can. Small businesses, the little mom and pop shops, that is the economic engine of this country. And it's got to be given the Band-Aid first. So thankfully, some things are in place. I think we're going to have an amazing quarter three and quarter four. And if you want to learn more about being an entrepreneur, or if you've got a business that you need to sell or have some concerns about its valuation, give me a call. I'll be happy to chat with you.
And that number is 844-SELL-BIZ, 844-SELL-BIZ, or you can go to Kim Munson, MONSON.com. And Chris has a complete landing page there. Chris, thanks so much. Let's stay in touch and keep everybody apprised of what's going on. And I greatly appreciate your partnership.
Thanks, Kim. Keep fighting the fight.
Will do. Will do. Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. Yesterday was a big day in the market. Is that one of those follow-through days, or what was that exactly?
It was. And the one
I've been listening.
Yeah, the one we had last Thursday was a little bit peaked because the NASDAQ didn't have the volume we needed, and the S&P followed through, but, you know, just barely. You know, so yesterday it was very, very strong. The volume on the NASDAQ was powerful, and we got the leading stocks participating, which is something we didn't have as much of last Thursday. So this would be a powerful follow-through day for the NASDAQ, and yeah, it's a second one for the S&P that's now also powerful and looked very, very strong. So remember, Kim, these follow-through days, it's not like guaranteed that the market's going to start going back up now, but we've never had a market come out of a major correction or a bear market without one of these follow-through setups happening, and they have a pretty decent track record. So it's kind of like this, Kim. If you look at investing as a picnic, when you get the follow-through, at least it says the sun is shining. It doesn't mean some ants might not show up or other issues couldn't crop up, but the conditions are at least fairly positive again for the time being.
But, you know, I still think it's going to be pretty emotional in this market right now until we get America back to work. What do you think, Jason?
Well, I think it is, and the market's always a matter of perception. But remember, the stock market tends to run about 6 to 9 months ahead of the actual economy. So, yeah, I think we still have some volatility from headlines. We may see some swings back and forth. It's possible that this rally could fail and we could go back and have to retest the bottom again. But I don't know, Kim. These last couple of days and even the last couple of weeks, it looks like this thing's trying to put in a bottom. And I like the action from yesterday and I like the action from last Thursday. So I would not be shocked if we didn't go back and retest the previous bottom.
Okay. Well, if people would like to just talk to you and your colleagues over there at Presidential, they should give you a call at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600, or check out airpresidential.com. That's A-I-R, presidential.com. Jason, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Have a great show, Kim.
Thanks so much. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with David Horowitz on The Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. We'll be right back.
Did you know Hooters wings can fly? That's right. Your favorite wings can be picked up for to-go and can even be delivered right to your doorstep. Take advantage of Hooters' delicious lunch specials, like our seaworthy Baja fish tacos, mouthwatering Western burger, or our new roasted wings. Lunch specials are available to go Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Curbside service available. Place your order online at order.hooters.com. Get your wings to fly only at Hooters.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email Kim at KimMunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim at Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. And you can sign up for our weekly email list and be sure and like us over on Facebook. I am thrilled to have on the line with me David Horowitz. You know him. He is the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. You can find everything out about him at frontpagemag.com. David Horowitz, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim.
David, we are in unprecedented times. You have certainly been sounding the alarm of what could happen to America, that there has really been an assault on the American idea, on the Judeo-Christian values that founded our country. And this book that you've written, The Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, seems like there's forces that are trying to really double down on this right now here in America. What's your thoughts, David?
Well, the war against, the point of my book, Dark Agenda, is that the left, and that's now the Democratic Party, hates Christianity because they hate America. They want to fundamentally transform it. They're socialists, they're collectivists, and they're racists. Identity politics judges you by your skin color, your gender, and it makes you, it judges you by your membership in a group, not by anything you as an individual may or may not have done. When they set out to crucify Justice Kavanaugh in the hearings, they did it in advance of any evidence. He had a stellar career. They did it because he was a white Christian male, and because he adhered to the Constitution, which they hate, because it's an obstacle to all their schemes. The Constitution was designed by the founders, in the words of James Madison, its chief architect, to thwart wicked schemes, as he put it, which mainly amounted to redistributing wealth through the government, picking the pockets of people who had earned the money and giving it to people who hadn't.
Well, David Horowitz, now that we are in this COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption, what's your thoughts about that? I mean, I see constitutional individual rights being stomped all over by politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties.
Emergency. That's why when people talk about existential threats like climate change, which is allegedly going to extinguish us in 10 years, you have to look, you know, watch out for your freedoms, because the government under when there's a national security threat, can do almost anything. It has shown us how powerful government is. That's one thing. It's also shown us how treacherous the Democratic Party is, because we're fighting a war against an invisible enemy, which threatens the lives of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. But in the midst of this war, we have a war against the president, who's our commander-in-chief. We live in a democracy. An election matters. And he's the one person authorized, Trump is, to fight this virus. And you get these constant, you know, Nancy Pelosi is revving up the impeachment machinery as we speak. They lie about the president at every turn. Now, Biden just came out and said the commander who had been relieved of his command of the aircraft carrier, the Roosevelt, for getting his crew infected in the first place. He gave them leave in Vietnam where they picked up the virus, completely paralyzed the ship. He then wrote a letter undermining his superiors. His superiors said they'd give him any help he needed to fight the virus that had crippled his ship. He wrote a letter and sent it out to subordinates who leaked it to the media, thus informing our enemies how if you want to take an aircraft carrier, which is a floating base, out of operation, all you have to do is infect it with a virus. This guy should be court-martialed, and you have Joe Biden saying, he should be given a commendation. And of course, it's all over the media. I was watching the most innocuous, I guess, snipe at Republicans on Denver's Channel 9. And the anchor, whose name I it was a male, whose name I forget, they were all saying they should shut down the entire country. There are states that have not adopted shelter-in-place policies. And he mentioned that there were Republican states. Yeah, like Wyoming and Idaho, where almost nobody lives. But what he didn't mention was that 8 of the 10 worst states are Democrat states. New York, California, Illinois, Louisiana, owned by Democrats who don't believe in borders, you know, like letting criminals go, and so forth. So in a, what appeared to be the most innocuous way, like news reporting, took a swipe at Republicans and covered up for the Democrats. You can't have a war on your home front, or if you do, you're weakening your country, which is what the Democratic Party as a whole is doing. There are, you know, exceptions. Gavin Newsom, oddly enough, and to some extent Cuomo, oddly enough, since they're both at war with Trump, you know, have fought the virus for the president. But every other leader of the Democratic Party is accusing Trump of killing people. Imagine if in the Second World War they were accusing Eisenhower of killing Americans. It's unbelievable.
I said, I feel that the real positive is the fact that the veil is off now on this dark agenda. A lot of people were not paying attention. Life was busy. Life was good. And they said, you know, I'm not really into politics. Well, now we realize that politics is into you, that there are different individuals that would actually use their power to shut down your business, to shut down your lives. And all of a sudden, I think that we see the real agenda. And I find that that is a somewhat positive, because at least if we can see it, we can fight it.
Well, yes, Americans have good hearts, basically. I always bring up that in 1941, after Hitler had overrun Russia, the Japanese were all over China and Manchuria and Southeast Asia. They had conquered it. Gallup took a poll and asked if and of course they were denouncing capitalism and America, of course, because we're free. The axis was the Germans and the Japanese. And Gallup took a poll and said, should the United States get involved in the Second World War? 80% of Americans said no. And then came Pearl Harbor. And the country rallied, and we beat them in 4 years. So Americans are very tolerant people, to their credit, but also to their peril. You know, we have a terror caucus in the House, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC. They're racists. They raise money for terrorist organizations. They hate America. They want to destroy us. And the Democratic Party thinks that's fine and puts them on the Foreign Affairs Committee, where they have top secret clearances.
Wow.
So you're right. It takes a lot to wake America up to the dangers because of their Americans' tolerance and good-heartedness. But once they're roused, they're fearsome. And I think that is definitely happening. As you see Trump's poll numbers go up, the more they attack him, the higher his numbers go because the people are onto them. And yes, it was all Democrats on Channel 9 who want to shut down the whole country.
Well, and
you know,
I find
Trump is trying to do a balancing act. He's
right.
Trying to contain the virus, but not kill the country in the process. The Democrats want us to be in a depression. They hated Trump's prosperous economy, his record-breaking economy. They want to destroy that. They want people to die so they can blame it on Trump. All they care about is power. And if they get the power, what they're going to do is institute what I call green communism. The Green New Deal, of course, the spending of $2 trillion, and I think it's $6 or $7 trillion or whatever it is, has taken a lot of the steam out of that engine. But their plan is that Elizabeth Warren, you know what? The day I'm elected, I'm going to shut down the fracking industry. I'm going to kill millions of jobs. That's the way they think. You know, we're going to spend $100 trillion to achieve our socialist schemes. We're going to take away your automobiles, and, you know, on and on and on. These people are dangerous.
You know, David Horwitz, they certainly are. Let's go to break. I am talking with David Horwitz. He is the best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. And you can find everything out about David. There's some very excellent op-eds that he has just published there at frontpagemag.com. So, David Horwitz, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Water's Edge Winery and Bistro is celebrating 5 years in business and is now open Tuesday through Sunday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Located near the northwest corner of Arapahoe and University, they are offering to-go food and wine to keep you fed and happy. Call 720-381-6663 to place our curbside to-go order, or stop in and grab your bottles and lunch or dinner. That's 720-381-6663, or follow Water's Edge Winery and Bistro Centennial on Facebook or Instagram for updates and specials.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. And be sure and sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And appreciate it if you go over and like us on Facebook as well. I am thrilled to have on the line with me David Horwitz. He's a best-selling author, and he's the author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. You can get all kinds of information at frontpagemag.com. And David Horwitz, it is Holy Week, which is the holiest week in the Christian faith. And your book says that there is a dark agenda trying to destroy Christianity. So tell me more about that.
Well, yeah, the left wants to shut down the services, don't they? Want to use the virus to close down the services. Look, America was founded, and 98% or 100% of the people who founded it, there were a handful of Jews, but 100% were Protestant and Catholic, and 98% were actually Protestants. And before the Protestant Reformation, so every freedom that we cherish, equality, liberty, every value than individuals, because they have the authority. They came up with this brilliant idea. They called it the priesthood of all believers. Everyone faces their maker one-on-one. They don't need a priest. They are the priest. And when you think about it, it's such a radical democratic idea. If you included black slaves, which is why Protestant Christians and America in particular led the world in abolishing slavery. It's a radical idea of equality, puts everybody on the same level. You can't teach children that in our public schools. You can't teach them that the pilgrims were Christians fleeing religious persecution. If you look at the Democratic Party today, it really wants to reinstitute blasphemy laws, which is what all these Protestants were escaping, where the government would tell you that you have to use the proper pronoun, you have to treat people of color differently from the way you treat the bad white people. That's so anti-American, what the Democratic Party has embraced, and it's so anti-Christian. That's why Christianity is under siege. And my book, it's not a big theoretical book. It goes through all the ways in which the left has succeeded in persecuting Christians in this country and the threat that they pose to America itself. Driving prayer out of the public schools. Roe v. Wade, which invented a non-existent constitutional right to privacy so that they could give a license to kill the unborn, but even the born. I never thought I'd live to see the day that even Democrats would be passing laws that allow you to kill a child that's already been born because it's an inconvenience to the mother.
Calling
that reproductive freedom. Reproductive freedom is when they don't prevent you from having children.
Right. But, you know, the left has been so good, David Horowitz, about changing the definition of words. And when you start to change the definition of words, like reproductive freedom, in essence, when actually it is squashing reproduction, it's such an interesting play on words.
Well, it's called doublespeak. George Orwell wrote a novel called 1984 about a totalitarian state, which is what the Democratic Party today is seeking to institute. They are totalitarians. They want to control your thoughts, and they can, control language. The country is in quite a lot of danger. And if it weren't for Trump and his supporters, we'd be toast.
A couple of things. One of the foundational principles of the American idea is property rights. And so you're mentioning about doublespeak, and Jack Phillips with Masterpiece Cake Shop had all kinds of accusations that were thrown at him.
He's an American hero. In my book, I tell his story in my book, Dark Agenda. He's an American hero. Yes, they hate private property. They attack companies. And even Pelosi, and Schumer. We don't want to save companies. Well, who do you think supplies the jobs? Who creates the wealth, for crying out to you? You can give all the money you want to the unemployed, which I'm all for, but it isn't going to make the economy go. Not if there's no companies to hire them. It's ridiculous. The idea that Marxism should be the philosophy of the Democratic Party in this day and age, after Marxists have killed hundreds of millions of people and reduced whole continents to poverty with their crackpot ideas. But the crackpots in this now, it's Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, a lifelong supporter of communist dictatorships and defender of communist atrocities. That's who Bernie Sanders is. The Democratic Party, what a disgrace that they let him run as a Democrat. And that they, it's just terrible. Of course, they didn't want him to get the nomination because he's so exposed that he would lose. But it's not because of his evil ideas and stupid ideas. Or he bristles with hate. The Democratic Party is the party of hate. Hate people who are successful. Hate white people. Hate males. It's just unreal.
I never thought that I would either. But yet, we stand on the shoulders of giants. One of the other shows that I do is I interview veterans, and I've interviewed over 130 World War II veterans. And it has really encouraged me to look at our history, to look at people throughout our history that stood against tyranny, that stood for liberty. And in some ways, I'm excited, again, I mentioned it earlier, that the veil is off. They said that they were tolerant. They said they wanted to coexist. They said they cared about people. But man, when this COVID-19 Wuhan virus thing shows up, you see these Democrat governors, they're the first ones out there shutting down businesses, deciding who stayed in business, who didn't. And I find it encouraging to see just how they've acted so that when we walk through this, we can look back and say who was for everyday people and who wasn't. David, your thought?
Well, yeah, I see it in Trump's desire to reopen the economy. It's a balancing act. you know, this terrible virus which threatens, and you have to keep people away from each other to stop it until they develop an antiviral drug, which he is promoting. He's put 29 million of these hydrochloroquine or whatever the heck it's called, and he's attacked for it. They attack him for caring about the economy. It's not an economy. It's people. It's caring about the lives of Americans. It's only Trump has America's back. Democrats are so destructive. Everything they're proposing is destructive. They're the ones, by the way, who at the outset of the virus, when it could have been stopped, were inviting people to go to Chinatown and celebrate the Chinese New Year, Pelosi. There's all these videos of them. It's amazing to me that they can lie so brazenly and attack Trump so brazenly on the basis of their lies when there's, you know, video documentation of everything these days.
Well, and that's what is exciting, is there is video documentation. And it's going to be pretty difficult to debunk what they actually said and the fact that we have it on video. So, David Horwitz, we have probably about 3 minutes left. And this very important book that you've written, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. Now, I'm a Christian, and I remember that there used to be conversations that, oh, those Christians want to tell you how to live your life, and they're judging you. And there probably was some component of that.
They want to control your life. They want to tell you what you can think and what you can say. I hate calling them liberals because they're vindictive bigots. But they're the ones, you know, they attack Mike Pence for being a Christian, for his ideas, his beliefs, that's so anti-everything America has ever stood for. I should say that, I wrote this book as an agnostic Jew. So I'm a perfect witness. I'm not defending my Christian faith. As a Jew, I'm defending and appreciating what Christians have done to create this country and how its survival depends on them getting, first they have to get into politics. They elected Reagan after Roe v. Wade and then Trump, but staying in politics and defending their values, the value, the sanctity of life, freedom of conscience. This is what America's about. It's not about Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the destroyers.
Yes, America, the idea of creativity and innovation. And I think that's one of the things that the left has missed on this whole COVID-19 Wuhan virus thing, is that when we have a challenge, Americans roll up our sleeves, we put our thinking caps on, and we look for solutions. And that is why I think that they are really trying to undercut President Trump on this drug, the hydrochloroquine that you mentioned, because it looks like it works. And they say, well, it's unproven. I saw a headline on that yesterday. It's unproven. Well, they say it's unproven for COVID-19. But it works.
Yeah, Trump has given us what it says, right to try law. For years, for my whole lifetime, people with advanced cancer who were given death sentences had to go to Mexico and other countries to get drugs that the FDA hadn't approved yet, when they had nothing to lose. It's the same situation. If you've got a death sentence from coronavirus, of course you should be given the right to try a drug that hasn't gone through all the scientific tests. By the way, this drug is used to fight lupus and to fight malaria. So it's not like it's some unknown, you know, it's like peach pits or something. It's an actual drug that has actually been tested. It just hasn't been tested against the virus. And they, you know, they attack Trump because they will twist anything to attack Trump. They're deranged. Now, if you look at Trump, I mean, a normal person without Trump's derangement would look at Trump and see Clinton made himself worth $70 million by exploiting his office as president. Obama is worth $40 or $50 million by exploiting his, you know, what was supposed to be public service as president. Trump is the only president in the history of the country who donates his salary to the people. This year, his salary is $400,000 a year, but he donated the first $100,000 to fighting the coronavirus. He is a 73-year-old billionaire who could be yachting every day if he wanted to, who worked tirelessly on these trade deals. Obama, Bush, Clinton, they let the Chinese and the Mexicans and the Japanese steal trillions of dollars in unfair trade deals. And he went to bat, Trump did, and everybody was against his trade war with China, and it's brought billions of dollars back to American taxpayers. If ever there was a president who cared about the people, it's Donald Trump.
And yet, David Horowitz,
an intelligent writer like Mike Sullivan, and all these snipers, they're spending their time sabotaging this president and this president.
Well, David Horowitz, I think that we are blessed to have Donald Trump as our president. This important book that you've written, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. David Horowitz, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Kim.
And our quote for today is from David Horowitz. He said the founders were not Democrats and socialists, but conservatives who had a healthy distrust of political passions and who devised a complex system designed to frustrate the schemes of social redeemers and others convinced of their own invincible virtue. So today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate, listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't